Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Postmaster General Louis DeJoy says he's suspending changes to postal operations to avoid the appearance of affecting election-related mail. DeJoy instituted a number of new policies since taking over in June. Some Democratic lawmakers and others say these changes caused delivery delays and raised concerns about the security of the coming elections. WBUR's Simone Rios reports that a union leader for postal workers says the Postal Service has removed 16 sorting machines from Massachusetts.
The mail must go through. That's the message from Daniel St. Marie, New England president of the National Post Mail Handlers Union. He says the Trump administration is using the Postal Service as a political football to sow doubt in people who may vote by mail.
The guy at the helm, you know, of us now, I can't answer for, you know, for him or why he's doing what he's doing. But the timing and of everything that's going on, you know, it's very suspicious.
St. Marie says he doesn't see the removal of sorting machines as a big issue, but he's concerned about another rule recently put into place requiring mail trucks to leave on a strict time schedule. He says this prevents workers from filling the trucks with any mail that remains on the docks, thus delaying delivery. St. Marie says one worker in Springfield recently violated the new rule.
And a truck was getting ready to go out. In fact, it had been closed out, but the dock plate was still down. So he had a couple more skids, so he got him on the truck. There was room, and he got him on there. The next night, he was taken in for a disciplinary interview. You know, up until now, that's something that never has happened. You know, he put him on the truck because it's our job.
U.S. Postmaster General Louis DeJoy responded to the general outcry over the changes in a statement Tuesday, saying he's suspending initiatives to restructure postal operations. DeJoy said retail hours at post offices will not change and mail processing equipment will remain, but it's unclear whether any equipment that's already been removed will be returned. DeJoy also said no processing facilities will be closed and overtime will continue to be used as needed. But Boston Mayor Marty Walsh says the city is going to closely monitor the situation.
This afternoon, we got word from the Postmaster General is suspending the operational changes that were causing this great concern. So we're going to continue to push to make sure that we don't see any disruption in our mail as we go through this election season.
Meanwhile, Massachusetts Attorney General Maura Healey says she's teaming up with other states to sue the Trump administration, and she's not dissuaded by the Postmaster General's reversal.
We're not going away. We're going to go forward with our litigation until we have this resolved, until we have things remedied, and until things that have been done are undone, and we have assurances going forward that there will be no effort whatsoever to interfere with people's right to vote and absolutely no further undermining of the Postal Service.
And Healey's message for the people of Massachusetts, vote and be confident that the post office will get this done. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.